B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10s with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
We're counting down the best episodes of 2019.
Here's number 5.
How can we help you, Tina?
So, yeah, I'm calling because I have been going out with this guy, Bruce, for the last couple weeks, and it's been going really well. He's awesome, so much better than some of the assholes I keep seeming to, like, end up with.
Okay.
We get along, like, I don't know, like, emotionally. We've got all the same interests sexually. He's great in bed. Like,
okay,
everything
then.
Is just, right? It's just, like, all checking all the boxes, right? And I thought it was going really well. We've been out, like, 4 times. And then he's been completely silent. I haven't heard from him in a week. And I don't know what the hell happened because, you know, we were talking every day before that. Anyway, I just want to figure out what's going on, see if you guys can find him, figure this out.
Okay. Well, what happened last time you guys hung out? Let's start there.
He came and met me at my work. I'm a nurse. I work at one of the hospitals in town. And, we had a really good time. It was on his bucket list to, like, hook up in a hospital. And so I made it happen.
Wow. It was awesome, y'all.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
I know. Yeah,
I never even thought about that for a bucket list.
And Ramiro's getting turned on, so say it slowly.
A lot of people have that.
Yeah. It's like a porn. It's like, that's, wow, okay. Okay, I like that.
It was hot. It was super hot, I gotta say.
After that,
but yeah, then I had to finish my shift.
Yeah.
And he left. And then I haven't heard from him since. So I guess, like, maybe he got his. Maybe that was the whole reason or whatever. Which would be really, really messed up, but yeah,
right, like he checked his bucket list off, and now he's all set.
Oh,
that's possible.
He really didn't seem like that kind of guy.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
they never
have done
do.
It if I thought. You know?
Yeah, I have a feeling we're gonna call him, and he's gonna be like, "Oh, yeah, sex in a hospital, chick. Yeah, no, nah, I'm good. All right, well, listen, we'll call him next, okay?
Hello."
Hi, is this Bruce?
Yes, who is this?
So, Bruce, it's the Get Up Crew calling you from Hot 96.9. And can I explain to you why we're calling? We got your phone number from somebody. Bruce?
Yeah, I'm here.
He's sketched out.
Okay, I can explain. This is not. It's a good thing. So, okay, my name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We got your phone number from a girl who likes you, and she would love to take you out on a really, really nice date. See if you guys can get to know each other better, maybe hit it off. You know her, and you like her, too. So I'm going to tell you her name. But first, let me tell you what we have here. We have your chance. You pick a place to go, and we'll pay for everything. We'll reserve the restaurant. We'll pay for it. You go there. Worst case scenario, you don't have a great time, but you have a great meal.
So you guys are just going to give me a free date? Okay.
If you say yes. Boy, and I'm going to tell you the girl's name, too.
Okay, tell me the name first.
Okay. Her name is Tina. We had sex in a hospital because I had that on my bucket list, and then I haven't called her since.
Wow.
What is that?
Wow.
Dude, you sound like a cat.
Yeah.
So, wait, before you say anything, did you stop seeing her and calling her because you checked the sex in the hospital thing off your bucket list and now you're good?
Man, not at all. It's deeper than rap for me when it comes to that. All right, look, I don't usually pass judgment on people because, like, you know, like, we all are into our things, but it's just, like, certain lines for me you just can't cross.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was down for, like, smashing in the hospital or whatever, but, all right, so we were in the room, right? We were getting it popping, and sex was crazy. Like, we was doing unthinkable shit. And... No lie, we get done. I knock on the door, she answers it. I'm thinking it's a vacant room. Like, I thought it was, like, one of those, like, mock rooms, like, something they be training in,
yeah,
or whatever. We You get a knock at the door. It's a 90-year-old woman at the door asking if she can come back in. She's done from her walk.
What? If she can come back in and what?
Can I come back in? I'm done with my walk. Like that.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I feel like a horrible person. I can't even live my life. I think about that often and not in a positive way.
Your idea.
Well, okay, hold on, Bruce. Wait. Tina's on the phone, Bruce.
This dude.
You know what? Don't act like I'm, like, totally a piece of shit right here, okay? Like, she had to go on a walk. I didn't just send her on a walk. I didn't just send, like, some decrepit woman who's about to die on a walk. She's supposed to go on a walk, okay? She always takes about 45 minutes. She's old. It takes her a while. When she came back, I mean, she came back a little earlier than I was expecting, but she had to go and do tests afterwards. I cleaned everything up before she came near that room.
First of all, my bare butt was on that bed. You can't scrub off a 69. You
can't scrub off. But you can change the sheet. You can change the sheet, which is what I did.
No, that's not. When you do a 69 and you complete on a 69, you got to take that.
I think we're good.
I got to say one thing here. Bruce, before you pass judgment, it was your idea. It was your bucket list thing. So Tina was technically obliging what you wanted.
Thank you. Exactly.
You're welcome. So I think that you do owe her another date. So what do you think? We'll pay for it. You guys go out. You know, maybe sex in the restaurant could be your next thing.
All right. Look, I'm going to go on a second date and just call that like a weird scenario, but on the basis that I don't want to talk about that no more. It's a bucket list. It happened. Let's just move on.
All right. But you're down to do it?
What?
Yeah, I'm a down to do it. The sex was good.
Connection. Yes!
I love it.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.